With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. It's not certain how many people were killed in the savage flash floods that swept across central Texas this weekend, but at least 51 people are listed as dead now, and it's feared the number will eventually settle higher. 43 of them died in Kerr County. Governor Greg Abbott says crews are going to work around the clock to continue to recover victims and rescue anybody out there that could be rescued. 27 children at a girls' summer camp are listed as missing. With the passage of the Big Beautiful Bill on the 4th of July, public policy expert Matthew Continetti compares President Trump's recent successes to those of former President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. However, Continetti notes that Roosevelt was a man of the left.
Now we have Trump, whose issuance of executive orders is on track to match FDR's in FDR's first year as president in 1933. He is remaking the world, remaking America, remaking the American government, changing our political dynamics and coalitions in a way similar to FDR, but he is a man of the conservative populist.
He spoke to the Salem Radio Network. Tennessee Republican Congressman Mark Green has announced his resignation from Congress after voting for the bill.
Congressman Mark Green announced his official resignation from Congress on Friday, a move that was expected, but one that could, at least for now, shrink Republicans' already narrow majority in the House. With his resignation, Republicans are down to a 219 to 212 majority in the House, at least until his seat in the solidly red district is filled. His resignation will be effective July 20th. Green, who chairs the Homeland Security Committee, said he was returning to the private sector to start his own business, but did not provide details about that business. Green was elected to serve in Congress in 2018, succeeding Senator Marsha Blackburn. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
This is SRN News. Zohran Mamdani, an outspoken critic of Israel, is the expected Democratic nominee for mayor in America's most Jewish city. And that's raising alarms among some of New York's Jewish community. They're worried about rising anti-Semitism and their waning political influence in the Big Apple. Mamdani has declined to support the right of Israel to exist as a Jewish state, refused to denounce the term global intifada, and supports the Boycott Divest Sanctions Program, an organized effort, to put economic pressure on Israel through boycotts and other tactics. A new AP-NRC poll finds that 45% of adults oppose religious exemptions for childhood vaccines that are required for students attending public schools, while roughly one quarter are in favor and 3 in 10 are neutral. Most adults also say that freedom of religion is, quote, very or extremely important to the United States' identity as a nation. This is SRN News. 7-year-old Tara Djokovic wowed Wimbledon with a victory dance after her dad's win at the big tennis tournament on Saturday. Novak Djokovic had just clinched his 100th Wimbledon singles win and was asked during his on-court interview to shed light on the little dance he's been doing recently. He said it's done to a song called Pump It Up. The smiling Djokovic looked into the crowd and said, "You want to show it, darling?" And the TV cameras then panned to Tara, who showed exactly how it's done. The crowd loved it. Meanwhile, today is Sunday, July the 6th, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor Burt Ward. That's right, Robin to Batman. He was age 80. Actor Sylvester Stallone is turning 79 today. Former President George W. Bush is also 79. Actress Shelley Hack, 78 years old today. Actor Jeffrey Rush has 74 candles on his birthday cake. This is SRN News.